This week, one of the biggest coal mining companies in central Appalachia, Patriot Coal, filed for bankruptcy protection. Over the past 3 months, a wave of layoffs has hit coal country hard. And this past month, the share of all U.S. electricity generated from coal hit its lowest level since the 1940s. Our colleague Guy Raz visited Webster County in the middle of West Virginia to find out what's killing King Coal.
Just a few weeks ago, the massive steel hopper on the outskirts of Cowan, West Virginia, was humming. It was humming with thousands of tons of black coal from the Eastern Complex mine that came down this giant conveyor belt from the mountain above into a silo the size of a 15-story building.
We was shipping anywhere from 30 to 34, 35 trains a month. In the last year and a half, it went down to probably 20 trains a month.
For 19 years, Rich Lewis worked as a miner on this mountain. Today, there are no trains to collect that coal, and they won't be coming back here ever. A few weeks ago, Arch Coal, the company that bought this mine only a year ago, gathered all 170 employees to make a grave announcement.
Our superintendent told us that right now, the coal that we're selling, they was getting $56 a ton. With all the equipment we're running up there, it's costing $70 to mine it.
Everyone, including Rich Lewis, would be laid off. Now, just a year ago, three mines were operating in Webster County. Today, there is one left. In the past few months, Arch Coal has announced more than 1,300 layoffs in West Virginia and Kentucky alone. And between the other big players in Central Appalachia, Consol, Patriot, and Alpha, thousands more have been lost.
Well, I think in the last 6 months, it's just been a landslide. We've seen.
That's Thomas Clark, the publisher of Webster County's newspaper, The Echo.
I mean, I've never seen anything as quick as this to devastate the market and this many layoffs at one time. This thing just, bam, and it was here.
If you're looking for the best biscuits for miles around, head to the Hilltop Diner in Cowan, population 512. Thick slices of bacon and homemade potatoes sizzle on the grill as the early risers down mugs of strong coffee. Steve Williams is a retired mining engineer. He's catching up on the latest news with his regular breakfast crew this morning. Ask any of them what's killing coal, and the answer is unequivocal.
President Obama's a lot of the problem because he's against coal. EPA is the big problem around here.
This past March, the EPA announced tough new standards that require all new coal-fired electricity plants to cut carbon emissions by half. It's an expensive proposition, and it's led many power companies to back away from coal. But to get to the heart of what is really killing coal, you have to go about 500 miles south to Atlanta, Georgia. This is one of Georgia Power Company's newest power plants in metro Atlanta.
Two gas turbines.
And the plant manager, Tony Tremonte, is duly proud of it.
840 megawatts. That's enough energy to supply about 250,000 homes.
Just a year ago, railroad tracks led right into this facility, rail cars filled with coal to power the massive turbines. But today, those railroad tracks are gone, dismantled. The old coal turbines, mothballed. Georgia Power, like a rapidly growing number of power plants, is ditching coal and burning natural gas. And the reason? Cheap and abundant domestic gas. 4 years ago, electricity generated by natural gas was twice as expensive as coal. But today, gas is less than half the price of coal.
And what that means is literally, natural gas is going to kill more coal-fired power plants than the EPA regulations.
That's Michael Zenker. He's a coal analyst for Barclays. Last month, for the first time in U.S. history, natural gas generated a third of all U.S. electricity, the same as coal. And Zenker says that trend is going to continue. The recent advances in hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the process by which gas can now be extracted deep under rock formations, has brought about a huge surplus in U.S. gas. For decades, analysts said the U.S. was the Saudi Arabia of coal. Today, they're saying the same for natural gas. Now, coal's demise has been declared before. But David Victor, a professor at UC San Diego who studies fossil fuel, says this time it's different.
We were talking about the death of coal in the 80s, but coal was half of the electric power supply and didn't change very much. Now we're talking about maybe not death, but terminal illness for coal, and it's actually happening.
But there are consequences, jobs for one, and the jury is still out on whether the environmental costs of fracking are worth it. But more on that this weekend.
That's Guy Raz, the weekend host of this program. You can hear more of his reporting on coal and natural gas tomorrow and Sunday on All Things Considered. All Things Considered continues right after this.